This episode brought to you by our good friends at hempindica.net. Use coupon code RAINBOWBEARD to save 10% on your order of fully tested full spectrum CBD for your well-being.
Hey, what's happening,
Michael
man?
Vay?
We got
what's
jokes.
Up?
Andrew Shaman.
Jokes. We got jokes for days.
Get jokes.
Is that right?
We got jokes.
Or just jokes for a few people.
I don't know. At least the next half hour to hour.
Yeah, there you go. Well, jokes. I don't know if we have them so much as we're going to talk about jokes.
Well, we got information. I mean? We got something.
Yeah. Maybe more conceptual joke talk than actual joke talk. It's less knock knock and more who's there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a joke. That was spectacular. So,
I guess that brings me to my little question here. Is like, what makes a joke? What does it like consist of? What is that?
Well, if you ask my parents, they would definitely say my brother. You know, but he's a little challenged in life. What makes a joke? What constitutes a joke? Joke basically is usually a combination of a setup and a punchline, you know, a situation, a thing, a description of something. And then comes the element of surprise, the old switcheroo, okay? So instead of what you might expect, you know what I mean? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack and Jill came down the hill 18 months later with two daughters. You know, you're not expecting that. You're expecting a pail of water. And that's why two daughters might be funny. Not in this case. But that's the other thing about jokes. They can't all be funny. You only use the funny ones, but they can't all be funny. So, you know, that's a thing.
Sometimes, you know, jokes just happen like spontaneously. You don't even mean them.
They absolutely do. Because the setup happens in real life. And then you just apply the punchline to it. And that's fun. But that's where not all jokes are going to be funny, or they're going to be funny to somebody and not somebody else. And because you're using them live, you're trying them out in the moment. And like I used to write jokes. I used to do comedy, you know. So like, I would write something, and to me it was funny. I've not said it to anybody, but to me it was funny. And eventually, I'm going to say it to somebody, and you know, see if it's funny. But it's different when you have to use it in the moment, and it's based on a situation.
Yeah,
something you know.
Yeah, because it might not be funny later. It might just be like an inside joke.
Yeah, it might be indescribable later. There's no way to make funny the setup that happened naturally, just in nature, you know. Yeah.
I guess there's a lot of, like, you know, there's just a lot of different kinds of jokes. There's like the story jokes and the, you know, the slapstick jokes, falling down on your face joke, you know, kind of thing.
Physical humor. Well, that's more physical humor. That's not right. I mean, you know, that can be a punchline to a joke. Fall on your face, you know what I mean? You know, that happens. That can be funny. But yeah. You ever written any jokes?
You know, never consciously written it. I've said things like over and over again, like in my live streams, and then eventually they just become jokes because I'm always saying them. And I'm like, this is kind of like a joke right now.
Yeah.
It's just like an ongoing joke kind of thing.
Yeah. And in the moment joke too. Right, yeah. It started that way.
It just came out of something that I always do, or something random.
That's the thing about improv comedy. So, like the first time you said it, it was improvisation. Every other time you said it, you've known when to apply something funny, and it's just at that point, it's more timing than improvisation.
Yeah,
and that's how improvisation is. The first time, it's actually improvisation. One say, give me a profession. Gynecologist. Oh, okay. Well, like, you know, that happens every time. So you know your answer. That's no longer improvisation. It's knowing when to apply the answer that you know. You know what I mean? So true improvisation, I'm not sold on that. I don't think it really exists. Except like for us live streaming, man, that's where it's real.
Yeah.
You know, because new things happen that have never happened before.
Yeah,
and yes, things happen over and over and we've come up with good answers for them and they're funny and they're tried and true and that's fine. That's comedy, but there's still improvisation to be had, and that's what's beautiful about streaming. It's unpredictable.
Yeah, and I like true. That. It's kind of nice having that unpredictability of it. Unpredictability.
Well, yeah, I like it to be different every time, like a dead show. It's never the same thing twice, you know? There's elements of it that play the same songs twice, but not quite the same way. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to say hello to a lot of people, but something else is going to come up in the middle of those hellos.
Yeah, exactly. Your reaction to
that
something
hasn't
that didn't
happened
happen.
Before. Yeah. Yeah. So that's fun.
Jokes.
But jokes. Jokes.
You know, there's, how about like wearing out a joke? Like, is there a point when like a joke just isn't funny anymore? You got to retire that joke?
I think jokes are like faddish. They tend to be fad. You know what I mean? Like they're popular, like a song. It's popular for a minute. You know what I mean? There are, well, back off, lady. I've said that for 25, 30 years now. And it still works. And I like it. You know what I mean? I have other stuff like that not coming to mind right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, some do wear out and some don't. Some are timely. Like I don't do my end of the world and the calendar, you know, the December 21st, 2012, the Mayan calendar thing. I don't do that joke anymore because we've done past that up. You know what I mean?
Wait, what was that joke? I've never heard that one.
Oh, the Mayans, man. You know, they got this whole, you know, where the Mayan calendar is going to run out, the Earth's going to end, the world's going to end, you know, whatever that means, you know. And it's like, dude, my calendar runs out every December 31st. You know what I mean? I don't freak out. I just go to the fucking store and buy a new calendar. Okay. It's like really, sometimes you get a 13-month calendar. It's like a 1-month extension to your lifetime. You know, you're fine, you know? But then I'm thinking, like these Mayans, yeah, like these Mayans, man, when they're making that calendar, man, you know, it's probably like a government program. You know what I mean? Like we have government studies here and we're the space program, that kind of thing. Hell was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay,
but you said space program.
That's so weird, man. They're listening again. But anyway, it's like, you know, so it's a government funded thing. And, you know, governments change hands, hope to God, every 4 years or so. You know what I mean? I don't know how long theirs was, but probably like a couple of administrations later, this one guy's been making a calendar and he's out to the flipping 2000s, man. And it's like 4,000 years ago, man. So, like, the new president, right, of the corporation, the government, whatever you call it, is like, hey, man, what are you doing with that calendar? How are you doing with that? He says, man, I'm at December 21st, 2012. And he's like, you know what? I know this is supposed to go till the end of time. That's how we originally funded this project. But honestly, we're kind of running out of money. Why don't you just stop there, December 21st, 2012? That's plenty. We got a long time till we get there. And, you know, in another 1,000 years, we'll throw another 1,000 on the calendar. But right now, we got some roads to fix and some schools to fund. So let's just stop the calendar there. And it's probably nothing more than that. You know what I mean? It's just that.
They just ran out of funding.
Yeah. Just ran out.
It's typical.
Quit.
Sounds about typical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Social Security now, you know. It's like, who cares? We're out. It's
ran out.
Sorry.
You know, all the clean resources. Yeah, we just ran out.
Yeah. Now we focus on, you know, clean air.
Yeah. That'll be around for a few more years, maybe.
Yeah. Well, if they keep spraying it. Anyway, this is supposed to be about jokes. So
these are jokes.
These are jokes. Are they, though?
We just don't have a laugh track. So how do you feel about laugh tracks in TV shows then? Like, is it too forced? It feels a little forced.
It depends on the laugh track. If you get a really good laugher in there, man, like a really good laugh.
Big guffaw.
You know, something like that, you know.
Yeah, it's true. That's money. That's gold.
That could be good. That could be good. You know, most, I don't know, man. You got all these comedians, like, I don't know. There's that Elaine chick who's on during the day. We'll just call her that. And she used to be a really funny stand-up comic, and now she dances and talks to the stars. And other people write her shit, and all she does is sit there in the chair and deliver it and whatever. And she does a lot of improvisation, quick with her wit. But she used to be so good at stand up and kind of sold out to be in a, you know, the morning TV kind of, wow, I don't even know. It's
people
so sad. But she's making $1 million. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Millions of dollars.
Yeah. Billions.
To be she's to stand billion. Up and tell other people's jokes.
Yeah, I heard she bought Justin Bieber. I heard she owns him now.
Oh, wow. Good job on her.
Yeah. And she got him to do laugh tracks. So there you go. That's what we call a callback right there.
Going right back to the laugh track. That was
Yeah, laugh track should be a funnier word. What's that?
What should be a funnier word?
Laugh track. It should be funnier than it is, I feel like.
So what, shouldn't a callback, how long, what's the timing rules with callbacks? Like, can you just wait to the end of the everything to call back, or?
Oh, that's
be
a really good time to do it. That kind of ties the whole thing together. Even if it doesn't, it seems to.
Like
people
right
think it
you
does.
End.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and way more distance than what we put into the what
Yeah,
were the
I
laugh
was just
tracks.
wondering
Yeah.
about that.
Yeah, no, yeah. At the end is a really good time. And if you can do it with two things, you are a flipping comedic
Where
genius
you like
in the
combine
audience.
two things, like one thing from the joke you just told, and then like, something from then.
You could do that, or even like you tell a cornhole joke, then 10 minutes later you tell a
A beanbag
burlap
joke.
sack joke.
Yeah.
A beanbag joke. Let's do that, because that's usually burlap. And so you got your what was it? Lawn darts and burlap. Let's just use that. And then right at the end, it's been 15 minutes of burlap, and now you come back with lawn darts in your burlap sack, and then you throw down the mic and make a hasty exit.
Yeah.
You are the king of
They're like, oh
comedy.
my gosh, he brought
You
that
are the king.
back. Yeah, so
Fucking genius.
that
And
brings
he.
me to another question is like how, writing jokes like that. Like how do you like do you sit down with a bunch of people and write stuff? Does that ever happen? Have you ever done that?
I mean, I have written jokes around other people, but like never, these like writing classes and dude, I just saw one on Facebook. This chick was charging like 350, and they're gonna women in comedy. What is it? $350 for 5 minutes of comedy. You're gonna walk out of there with a 5 minute set. You're gonna learn the origins of comedy and the fundamentals of jokes. And oh, and it just sounds so horrible to me. And I don't even know her name. I don't know. I guess I'm friends with her. I don't know who she is. I'm friends with a lot of comics, whatever. And but it, for me, it was always a digital recorder, not unlike this one. If you unplug this cable here, this thing has a little card in there on its own. You just carry it around. And for me, I like to dictate the joke. Like it usually just pops into my head, and I'll just say it as I want to say it. It's so much easier to say it and then listen to it to get all the cadence down and the accents and the way that you say it. That's very hard to write. But if I record it and then I transpose it, I will literally phonetically spell it out. I will type it up. Once I type up the joke, I memorize it. But I have to hear it just the, and 99 times out of 100, it's just the way I spit it out. And it's no, I might change a word, but I'm not changing anything else. You know what I mean? Usually I don't even change a word.
Wow.
The joke is a joke,
Wow, you're really good at
but
that
that's,
then.
well, I don't know about that, but that's how I do it. And if I'm with other people, like if I, so I spend a lot of time at Wiley's, because I'm
That's
not a
pretty
big
cool.
traveler. I just traveling with comedy, but I also like work there every week if it was at all possible. If I could do a
Yeah.
guest set, I'm there. If I could open up for the guy, I'm there.
That's
If I could
pretty awesome.
feature or even MC, I'm there, and that's where I wanted to be. And a lot of guys would come in and they would be your muse for a minute. Dare I hit a callback for you, okay? Like seriously, like so Ron Schock. Ron, you want to hear a joke? This to me is this is funny. Okay, so this guy, Ron Schock, he's called America's Storyteller, okay? And I'd never met him. And he was one of the original Texas Outlaw comics. Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, Ron Schock, Gary Offel, some others too. He was coming to the club, but it was going to be several months away. And we were listening to tapes of him one night, and he had a really distinctive voice. And like these stories that went on for like 20 minutes, dude. It was like a listening to a dark star, but it was a joke. You know what I mean? It was like long,
Yeah.
it was very interesting. You had to hear it from the beginning. And we're all sitting around doing whatever at a comedy club trying to like the tape was on loud, but he's got real distinctive. He's got real distinctive voice. He kind of sounds like this, okay? And he says, okay, after everything. And I'm like, wow, this guy, I don't know this guy. And so he ends up coming to the club, and he comes in on an open mic night. And there were some young guys there. I'll never forget that night. There were a lot of young comics. There was one kid who was still in high school. He had red hair. He was really funny. He was like 16 years old, and they let him in anyway because you had to be 18 to get in there. But anyway, we're all sitting around after the sets, and Ron didn't go up and do time or anything, but he got in that night because he had been in Wilmington doing a little gig at a bar that they did on Wednesday nights. Anyway, so he comes back to the club, and he and I just get to talking, man. And we were like the two oldest dudes there, and I'm in my 30s at this point. And Ron's probably 52, and he wasn't even 50 yet. He was like 48, 49. Because when he turned 50, he went to a Rolling Stones concert. I'm sorry, no, that was when he turned 60. He was
Oh,
up
wow.
front row at a Stones concert when he turned 60, my bad. He
Nice.
was a badass. He was a badass. He was a criminal. He robbed banks, and he did time in jail. He was also one of the officers of Houghton Mifflin Publishing, I think it was
Oh, wow.
publishing. He also was had a hand in inventing the "I've fallen and I can't get up" button. He had a
Oh,
very
wow.
story. and came from Houston, I want to say Texas, if not Austin. Anyway, so I heard this story about him. Jimmy, the comedy club manager, told me a story about him that they were warming up one night, and this guy that was opening up for Ron was sitting there reading his comedy, like studying up for his show, and sweating bullets too, And Ron walks in. He's like, "Hey, kid, you want to smoke a number before we go on tonight?" He's
Remember.
had a joint, And this kid, his name was Jake, was like, "Yeah, no, man, I'm gonna study my lines, man." And he's like, "Don't you look over your material before you go on stage?" And Ron's like, "No, man, I smoke a joint before I go on stage, and it makes me real funny. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do: you sit there and study your lines, and I'm gonna go ahead and smoke my joint, and we'll see who has a better show. Okay?" Okay, and that's the story, right? So Ron ends
Wow.
up coming out. We're like fast friends, and we start just talking about drugs, dude. And we start talking about hallucinogens, and we start talking about heroic doses, a couple of 10 strips of lysergic, or a quarter or a half ounce of mushrooms, so a heroic dose where you're gonna have, a heroic experience, And these kids are all looking at us like, "Holy fuck!" They don't know what to think, man. And we're just, we're talking for like an hour, and these kids they leave with their tongues hanging on the floor, they don't know what to think about us. And we're friends, and he does his opening night of the show the next night. He's got a guitarist in with him, called Kenny Moore, and Kenny Moore is playing guitar, an acoustic guitar, along with Ron's stories, and it's adding a real dimension to it. So
Oh,
it's kind of like,
cool.
so I went down to the outlaw titty biker bar, and then, there's the guitar, and he's, there's pauses for the music, and there's, that kind of, it's really cool, man. And he does his first night, and he's like, "That was the best fucking show I ever did." He came off stage, man. And I'm like, "Dude, can I tape you like the rest of the week that you're here? Could I record you?" And he was like, "Oh, I wish you recorded that right now. It's never gonna be that good." And I'm like, "Yes, it will, dude. I mean, that was a phenomenal show, but you're gonna do just good. You're gonna love Friday and Saturday and Sunday and all." Yeah. Well, he didn't. That was his favorite show fucking ever, dude. And nobody recorded that. But I was like, "You could have recorded that too." But anyway, we got to be very good friends. And he tells me the story about the young kid. He says his name's Jake, and he's a touring comic now and whatever. And a couple months later, in comes this kid called Jake Anarino. And Jake tells me a story. "Yeah, I was working with this guy named Ron Schock, man." And I'm in the green room, and I'm studying my comedy, And here comes Ron, and he's like, "Hey, kid, you want to smoke this number before we go on stage?" And I'm like, "No, I'm going to study my jokes here, man. Don't you do that before." "No." He says, "I'll tell you what, kid. You study your jokes. I'm gonna smoke my joint. We'll see who has it." And like, to hear him tell it was like, okay, that was it. You know what I mean? It's so weird to hear all like three people told me that. You know what I mean? Especially the two involved at the end there.
That's funny.
Crazy. But what's my point in all of this? Well, that. What was your question again? In all seriousness,
Writing jokes and like.
writing jokes. Okay, so Ron would come to town, and not only am I writing jokes in his style, but I can't help but talk like him, okay?
Oh
Like,
no.
it's just comics that came through like that. It's like I best not be around them because it's going to be for days. Jeff Goldberg was like that on the streams. "Hello, everybody. Please restream and share this stream. Thank you so much, and I hope you're enjoying this view of New York City." That's Jeff Goldberg. And if I hear him, I talk like that for 4 days. But so like, I did a joke called Drug Addicts. I call it Drug Addicts. And that was pure Ron right there. That was like my little, that was like, if I'm Ron and I'm gonna write a joke, this is how it's gonna go. And it's, yeah, that's the joke. Do I even remember Drug Addicts? Yeah. Not really. I don't remember the, we'll
Wow,
have
we
to
gotta
listen
bring
to it
that
sometime.
on. I'll
I'm
bring it
sure
up
it's up on
again.
the internet. I can't remember, there's one little hook in there, and without that, it's not funny. And I
Yeah.
can't remember that little one.
We'll
You
have
know
to
what I'm
bring it
saying?
back,
The rest of
resurrect it.
it, yeah. Because just because, yeah, it's just a
Funny you can't
shock.
remember the joke titled Drug Addicts.
Yeah, isn't that a curious situation? Never would have thought that would happen. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. But yeah, jokes.
Jokes, man.
They're
That's
an interesting
that.
group.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate all that. I didn't even know half that stuff. That was good to know. And I'm always
Oh yeah,
curious
it's all
about
variant.
jokes because I don't really write them, but they just happen to happen. And sometimes I think I'm funnier than other people think.
It that happens too, believe me. Yeah,
I think most
believe
of the
me. I've
time.
had nights like that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I these people used to come into the club every we first it was Wednesdays, then it moved to Sunday was the open mic, and I'd always do the open mic if I was there, you know, and that was always fun. And these people would come in this group before, and they said, "We just come to watch you guys eat it up there, man. You know, and if you do good, that's, you know, that's funny too. But like, we
Yeah.
really like it when you eat it. That's why we come every week."
Just bombing it up
Okay.
there.
Yeah.
They want to
Oh,
see
I've had
that.
those shows. The first 420 show that I did, which was probably 2002 or three, I own that show. I killed that show. I destroyed. It was un. Unbelievable. It was, yeah. And then you go up and do a very similar set in a very similar way the next year. Not so hot, man.
They remember.
Not so hot. Yeah. Well, wasn't so cool. Wasn't so cool. But that first year, oh yeah, it was good.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta do that one. Do that one again. Forget the rest of them. All right, man. Very good. I don't know. Here's a
Yeah.
joke. You got any jokes?
I was just trying to think of a
You post
joke.
with a joke.
Let's see. One of my
You want
favorite
to hear my
jokes.
favorite knock-knock joke?
Yeah, give me your favorite knock-knock jokes.
Okay, you start.
Oh, well, see, mine's too long. I was just thinking about it and I was like, whoa, that's going to take up
No,
like.
you start the knock-knock joke. I'm going to tell you
Oh,
my
okay.
favorite knock.
Knock-knock.
Who's there? See? I love that joke. I love that. What's your joke?
It's so
I
long.
know
It's
you're
about
like,
this
oh, it's
dude.
gonna be too long. I'm like, no. Just knock me, man. Knock me up.
What's have you seen? Have you seen? Have you heard the joke about the head? That the guy that was just a head. You know that one?
Don't know.
Oh man,
No, I don't think so.
so there's these. There's jokes that stick with you through the years. You remember them. People tell you jokes once, and they're just there. You just always remember them. And then there's all those jokes you just forget. You're like, well, what happened?
Interstitial jokes, yeah,
Yeah,
I call them.
or like the. I always forget Polish jokes and like I forget those. There's three people in the desert jokes or a man walks into a bar. Like I always forget all those jokes for some reason.
There are no more Polish jokes. Those are blonde jokes now.
Oh, they are. I forget those ones.
Yeah.
I only know one
Yeah.
blonde joke. What did the blonde say when she looked into a box of Cheerios?
Not
She
what?
said, "Oh, donut seeds."
Donut seeds.
But the other joke I have is about this head. This guy, he was born just a head, and his dad took him to the bar when he turned 21. He was just like a head. He put the head on the bar, and like he was alive. It was a miracle of science, whatever. And he's like, for your 21st birthday, I'm gonna give you a shot, get you some shots, I don't know. What else do you do on your 21st birthday if you're just a head? So he gets a bartender, come here and gets him a shot of tequila. He tilts his head back and he gives his son a shot. And he's like, all right. He takes a shot. And all of a sudden, like, a body pops out of his head. Just deflates out of the bottom. And he's like, whoa, what's going on? And the kid's like, what the hell? And he's bartender, another shot. Brings another shot right over. They both take another shot. Arms pop out with hands. He's like, what the hell? Just the bartender, keep him coming. Lines up a bunch of shots. Start taking a bunch of shots. Fingers, legs, feet, the whole deal. He's like a whole
What
person.
about?
He's a
What
whole
about?
person. Oh, he's got it all. He's got it all. His dad's
Okay.
like amazed. He's like, oh my God, we gotta go to your mom. We gotta show your mom. Let's go. We're leaving. So he's bartender, one more shot for the road. And they both take one shot. And they're standing there. He's standing up right next to his dad. Falls down flat on his face and dies. Right then, just dead as a doornail. And the bartender looks up at the dad and said, should have quit while he was ahead.
The head. Yeah, that's a
That's
good one.
and that's the only one I ever
That's
remember, like all the way through.
how about the lady goes to the dentist and he says, "I'm sorry, lady, we're gonna have to pull all your teeth." She says, "Oh my God, can I get a second opinion?" He says, "Sure, you're ugly too." Oh,
Like doctor ones. Doctor ones are fun. Like the one where
oh yeah.
the guy that walks into the doctor's office with the frog attached to his forehead. And the doctor, has him sends him in, and he looks at him and he's like, "What happened to you?" And the frog said, "Well, it started out as a wart on my ass."
Oh, what? Wait, what?
The frog
How does that even?
says, "It started out as a wart on my ass."
Oh, I had a whole head up the ass kind of weird fetish thing. There was a lot of
the frog said it.
Ribbit. Ribbit. Yeah. So how about Becky sees Sadie in the waiting room of the doctor's office, and Sadie has these horrible burns on both sides of her face, right? And Becky says, "Sweetie, what happened to your face?" And Sadie says, "Well, you know, I was ironing and the phone rang, and you know." Becky says, "Oh, that's horrible." She says, "Yeah." She says, "I can understand the burn on the one side of your face. How'd you burn the other side?" She says, "Well, I had to call the doctor, didn't I?" So yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, we should have brought the drums over here for this.
Right, it's too late, bro.
I know.
It's too late. Next time.
It, oh, it's next way time. Too late. Yeah. Oh God, yeah.
We should do this one again. Jokes. I feel like we missed some things. We should go back and
do another. Oh yeah, we could do this. We could do
jokes one.
We do at least 82 hours of jokes here, man.
Just tell all the jokes we know. All of them.
I have storage bins full of jokes.
Well, you can bust them out and we can go dust them off.
Oh,
we'll
I'm
come back when you
out.
Remember the drug addict joke.
Oh yeah, I'll refresh myself. I can do that.
Yeah. I'll brush up on it. Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody, and don't forget to follow
thank
and subscribe.
So yes. See you again.
In iTunes, Spotify, cheers. YouTube.
Spotify. Ooh, look, Stevie Wonder.
There's a big, giant, like black hole. Star thing right here.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Do the Stevie Wonder thing again real quick. Yeah. Give me a wider smile. Teeth. I need teeth. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Ah. Cheers,
and
everybody.
That, my friends, is a joke.
No! Let's hope so.
Joke.
Scary joke.
We'll see you next time.
Good night. Have a good night, everybody.